Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Sunday, the Texans went into Miami and came out with a 27-20 victory over the Dolphins. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions in the post-game press conference, and he started by talking about just how great the victory was.
You know, the game kind of, to me, you know, what happened right there before the half, our defense was on the field for a long drive, and then he went right back on the field in the third quarter, and pretty warm out there, and they kind of wore us down, you know, but we hung on, defense hung on, did some great things in the second half, couldn't quite find a play offensively to finish the game, but what a big win for the football team, and you know, our backs were against the wall, we had some people respond.
At 8-7, his Texans have a shot at the playoffs, and Kubiak explained just how special that is.
To get in position like that, to experience stuff like that, this is as deep as we've been as a team. You know, we got an outside chance of making the playoffs next week, and we have a realistic chance of becoming a winner for the first time in this organization. So there's a lot to look forward to this next week as a football team, but I'm very proud of our guys today.
Andre Johnson returned to his hometown of Miami and had an excellent afternoon, and he became the second player in NFL history to crack the 1,500-yard mark in two consecutive seasons. Kubiak, as always, impressed by what Johnson did.
Andre, it's my understanding he's one of second or third player in history to have back-to-back 1,500-yard seasons in his hometown. Got a lot of guys covering him today. He still found a way to make some plays. Well, I've never seen a guy, so many coverages designed for a player. I've been in this league a long time. It's amazing what people will do. He was basically doubled all day with a trail and still made plays. And still, the biggest credit you can give him, and I've said this over and over again, he's a very smart player. We're able to do a lot of things with him, so that makes it harder on people. So not only a great player, a great kid, but very smart in the game of football.
Rookie linebacker Brian Cushing played through some pain, and Gary Kubiak talked about an interesting anecdote from halftime.
Yeah, and he got something else beat up today, too. Funny story at halftime, he's in there getting an IV, and Cap's telling me what's wrong with everybody that's hurt, and he tells me about Cushing having another little ailment. And while he's telling me, Cushing's looking from the back, and he winks at me like, I'll be out there. So nothing will keep this kid off the field. He's been something special.
The passing game had another fine afternoon, and Kubiak was pleased with how they threw the football.
Well, first off, we thought it would be very difficult to run the ball on them, John. They're 3-4 scheme, two very tough edges. We knew we'd have to throw the ball, but tried to keep them honest, and we did running the ball. We kept them honest. We protected very well in the first half. Matt made some big plays. We ran well after the catch. Really, in the second half, guys, we were just as aggressive, you know, but we had a tip ball, and you get a pick, and you get a little, you know, get a little nervous and don't want to hurt yourself. But we were just as aggressive. We just couldn't find that big play to, you know, to get it back going the other way. But that's this league. Our guys are learning how to get over that kind of stuff, and still, hey, it's about winning.